Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Recreational marijuana stores are just about to open in Massachusetts 2 years after state voters approved legalizing recreational pot. But these openings don't mean the fight over marijuana has ended. In fact, in some communities, it's just beginning. We want to spend some time now talking about the rollout of recreational marijuana. First, we want to take a look at what's happening in Brookline, where some residents are concerned about a proposal for a pot store. Paul Warren is among them, and he joins us in studio. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, we want to hear from you on this. Are there plans in your community for a recreational cannabis store? Are you supporting those plans or are you opposed? And did you vote to support legalizing recreational marijuana a few years ago? You can call us with your thoughts, your comments at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. You can also send us a tweet at Radio Boston. So, Paul Warren, let's start with you. You've led an effort against a proposal from the company Ascend Massachusetts.
That's correct.
And that's for a store on Beacon Street in Brookline. And we should say that this site on Beacon Street was where Waxy's Modern Irish Bar was.
That's right.
For those folks who might know about it. So why are you opposed to this proposal?
Well, the St. Mary's community knows that it's wrong to locate a 6,000 square foot recreational marijuana megastore in its highly residential area. I'm sure you've been down in this area since you know Waxy's. It's a high-density neighborhood. There's condos. There's apartments. There's a lot of families and professionals. There are a lot of kids. There's 13 different institutions in the area that house K through 12 children, different programs. And there's a tiny little block of stores. It's a strip that runs from Carlton Street down to St. Mary's Street. And this Waxy's storefront is the largest retail location that where they would actually drop in this megastore. It would be right in the heart of the district.
So is it the size then? You've mentioned 6,000 square feet more than once. Is it, if it were smaller, would it be okay?
You know, so right now we are focused on the proposal that's been made to us by Ascend, that's been put in by them. So we've been evaluating that. We don't have another proposal in front of us, which would be a smaller store at a different location. We've really done all of our analysis and discussion with the community around that large store.
So it's just size then. I mean, in
right
size
now,
because...
Right now we are super focused on the current application that's been put in by Ascend. That's what we're focusing on.
Because you think what would happen if this store comes in? What are the problems that you think would...
Well, sure. So, the first thing is that this would be one of the largest stores in Massachusetts. It's actually 6,200 square feet. I think they'll have 5,000 square feet that's actually used for the retail establishment. But, you know, this is a family neighborhood. It's a family district. It's highly congested as a neighborhood. And we have this very small strip of stores. And to, you know, drop in a retail marijuana store into the heart of that district, I say district, it really is just a block of stores, we're going to see a tremendous influx of outside traffic, foot traffic, parking into the area. We know that there are 60,000 college students within walking distance of this store. We know that there are 81 Red Sox home games, and God bless them when they go into the postseason. And, you know, we have all the great concerts at Fenway Park. They're now going to have a year-round concert venue. This is going to put tremendous pressure onto a neighborhood that has a very small business district that already is overburdened by all these activities going on, plus there's no parking. So it really is going to be a pretty dramatic change for us.
But would traffic and parking still be issues regardless of what goes into a 6,000-square-foot facility?
Sure. I think if Walmart came in and proposed a store, you'd get the same response. I think Pepe Pizza's was proposed at one point. You know, the issue is our one teeny block of stores is really geared towards to serve the local community. It's an L district. That's the zoning in Brookline. Mm-hmm. That means it's meant to serve the neighborhood. And Ascend cannot support their revenue model. They're going to have $6 million potentially in revenue the first year. That's going to require 76,000 customer visits. We've overlaid health and human service data over the demographics of our neighborhood. And we know that 3-5% of Ascend's customer base will come from the local neighborhood. The rest of it's going to have to come from outside. That's going to be an influx of tremendous demand into our neighborhood. It's a family neighborhood. and completely change the nature of that area.
You know, how is it different from other plants that have come forward in Brookline? I'm assuming, you know, there's also New England Treatment Access, or NETA.
Yep.
It is opening soon.
I used to live next to it.
Right near Brookline Village, or in Brookline Village, I believe. Their recreational cannabis store is. I mean, if you look at data for what their revenue model might be, is it also, and obviously you probably haven't done it, so you probably don't know exactly if it's still going to be only a small percentage of locals who would actually support the business and therefore allow the company to achieve its revenue projections, but I'm assuming it would be similar. So does it matter really where it's located then?
So, you know, the one thing I can speak to, I'm not a zoning specialist in Brookline by any stretch of the imagination. I haven't assessed and analyzed every one of the locations that have been proposed. We've really been focusing on the specific location that's being proposed to us in our little neighborhood on our little residential block. But what I can say is there is no other proposed or in place marijuana, either medical or retail or cultivator, that has been opposed to the extent that this is being opposed. We had 300 to 350 people come out to the community meetings. We have 760 signed letters to the select board. Mm-hmm. You know, this has been 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's happened very quickly. Mm-hmm. There is overwhelming opposition. I don't believe that of the 180 or so marijuana, you know, retail, medical, or cultivators in the state, that anything has come close to this level of opposition. So I think that each specific location needs to be evaluated on its own merits. What's the impact? What's going to be happening?
Well, I think there may be a lot of opposition, but, you know, some folks might say the company itself is complying with local zoning rules. That town meeting did say that these recreational marijuana shops could go into local business districts in Brookline. That was a specific town meeting vote that was approved. The company, Ascend Massachusetts, is following all local protocols. It's following the rules. Couldn't there be some sort of compromise reached with the folks who have concerns, that some of your concerns about traffic and other things might be mitigated to be able to, allow this to happen?
Right. So I hear what you're saying. I think the first thing I'd like to address is the statement that Ascend has been following all the process and everything like that. That's true, to the absolute minimum. At the first community meeting that we attended to, we had 130 people show up. They had 16 chairs. So, you know, one issue is that there's been no opposition to these things. If you look at Brookline, you know, none of the sites have been opposed this way. So I think they were kind of caught off guard. But we've been asking for just a transparent process. You know, how can a community evaluate the impact of such a significant change, a significant size store into their small retail district, without information? At that first community meeting, they made commitments to give us their business plans, their marketing plans, their customer segmentations, their traffic study. We don't know. And the second meeting, they came and said, "Sorry, we're not going to provide that. You can get it at the Cannabis Commission level." So I would just argue that, you know, there's a difference between complying and being a partner with the community. Mm-hmm. And Ascend Mass is not a partner with St. Mary's community at all.
Well, we did reach out to Ascend to ask them about this particular controversy and the level of opposition. We spoke with Andrea Cabral. She's the CEO of Ascend Massachusetts. She's also the state former public safety secretary, and she served as an advisor to the State Cannabis Control Commission. And Cabral told us, we have a little bit of tape here that we want to play from her, that while there might be opposition to this proposed store on Beacon Street in Brookline, she believes that the company will be able to eventually operate peacefully there. Let's listen.
I understand people who are against it. No matter what we say, there's nothing that I can do to change their minds. I'm not attempting to do that. People are entitled to their opinion. But it's a neighborhood of 3,500 people. Brookline voted at 60% for legalization. Retail sales are part of legalization. And I assume that what will happen here will happen the same, you know, will follow sort of the same pattern as we've seen with other types of businesses that have been protested. I believe, you know, NETA, which has the medical marijuana dispensary, was protested initially. And there have been other types of businesses that have been protested. And, you know, they end up largely not having incidents.
So Paul Warren, Andrew Cabral says, you know, these other businesses have operated peacefully, and they'll probably be able to, too. Your response?
So I would first say that I lived next to Netta before I moved to my current location, and I was there for 7 years. When Netta opened up, Netta is a fine operation. I have no issues with Netta. I actually sat through the select board meeting the other night when they had their licensing hearing. There was not a single person in opposition, by the way. Not a single person came to the Netta hearing in opposition. If we had a similar hearing, I would assure you that there would be a sea of red hats in the room and probably out the hallway and down the elevator in opposition. So, you know, each location needs to be assessed on its merits and the impact on the community and also the provider coming in. The St. Mary's neighborhood knows that dropping a 6,200-square-foot retail marijuana shop into the heart of its little business district that is maybe 15 stores is going to be unstable. It's going to destabilize the neighborhood, and it's not sustainable at all. We are very, very concerned about that. The last thing I would say is about, Netta going, well, Netta's done a good job. But I lived in a condominium complex near Netta. 78 units. When Netta went in, you know, God bless them, I think they probably have got some things doing right now, but we had to put up $30,000 worth of security gates and security access because the smoking behind our building, marijuana, went way up.
I want to be able to take some calls here.
Sure,
Jessica is calling from Brookline. Jessica, you're on the air.
Hi. I just kind of feel, now, I'm not a marijuana smoker. I have no interest in it, but I just feel like it's time, it's here, it's been voted for, and I think it just seems like no matter where they choose to put it, there's going to be excuses for not putting the shop there, and I think we need to get out of our own way and start claiming, you know, not in my backyard.
Okay. Jessica, thanks for the call. Paul Warren, what do you say to folks who say this is really just NIMBYism? Did you vote to support legalizing recreational marijuana?
I did not.
You did not. Mm-hmm. So, but most of the town of Brookline.
Yeah.
Did.
So you know, our position is that we're not against marijuana in the town. You know, the town, 59% of the town actually said that they supported recreational marijuana. What we are saying is that this is the worst possible location that you could put it. There are there's so much opposition. There's something wrong here. If you went to the other community meetings for the three other locations, the one in Coolidge Corner, the two on Comm Ave, even if you went to the licensing hearing for Netta, there was no opposition. So we had 350 people show up at two community meetings. One was on 2 days' notice. The other one was on a week's notice. And there was, out of those 350 people that showed up, there were three people that were supporting it. So it's, you know, I don't know how you explain that other than the community is wildly opposed to it.
Well, you know, we reached out to the select board in Brookline earlier today, and we spoke with Neil Wyszynski, the chair of the select board, and we asked him about this. We started by asking him about the opposition to this proposal. I want you to hear some of this conversation.
Sure. Last week, we were presented with quite a few letters of opposition.
Hundreds of letters, I'm told. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a pile.
Huh.
Pretty high pile.
Hmm. Now
brought in on a two-wheeler.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of letters. So this is one of five proposed recreational cannabis stores in Brookline. You have four community host agreements that you can give out. So somebody's not going to get it.
We have four licenses that we can give out.
Have you seen any kind of opposition like this to the other proposals that have come forward?
Not like this.
So if we go to what Ascend is proposing in terms of Brookline, so far is it in compliance with at least the regulations for recreational cannabis companies?
Far as I know so far, but there's a lot of process that still has to happen, including going to the State Cannabis Control Commission, and there's a whole qualification process.
Will all of this opposition affect what the board does in terms of making a decision on who might eventually get a license?
You know, we have to listen to the opposition and listen to the points they're raising and see if any of the points are valid and can be mitigated. You know, for example, there's little parking around the site. So, you know, I really want to hear what the plan is and how they're going to deal with it. A couple of markers that really weigh on me is, first, when question four, the marijuana question, was put to the voters, in this particular precinct, 60% of the voters voted yes. Additionally, in town meeting last year, when we were voting on where to allow these kinds of retailers in town, there was an explicit question on whether or not we should allow marijuana retailers in local business districts. And town meeting said, yes, we should allow it. So, you know, town meeting actions have consequences. Elections have consequences. So we have to listen to those voices. But we also have to listen to the voices in the neighborhood.
What about money? Under the agreement with NETA, New England Treatment Access, Brookline gets 3% of the company's gross sales, and NETA will donate $25,000 a year to a nonprofit that's been approved by the town. I mean, that's some pretty significant amount of money. I mean, is that what the select board expects will be sort of a standard financial agreement with any marijuana company that wants to come into Brookline?
That has been the pattern. So you know, we have a lot of needs that this could go towards.
What do you say to folks who say, is this just NIMBYism here? I mean, Brookline, as you pointed out, voted to approve decriminalization. And there are voters in Brookline saying, yeah, we want recreational marijuana legal, just so long as it's sold someplace else other than Brookline.
Well, you know, that really hasn't been the picture throughout Brookline. There's been little opposition to the other locations. I think, you know, this particular location has some difficulties.
And do you think that there might be better locations in town for this type of business?
I don't know. You know, town meeting has spoken at, so, you know, we follow the law.
All right. Neil Wyszynski is chair of the Select Board in Brookline. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. And now we're back in the studio with Paul Warren, Brookline resident. I wonder, when you hear Neil Wyszynski say, yes, there is definitely a lot of opposition to this proposal for a recreational marijuana shop on Beacon Street, but the Select Board has to balance what everyone is saying here. What do you say to that? And what do you say to folks going forward here about, you know, is there or are there any steps that could be taken for this particular
So when Neil was speaking, a visual came into my head. You're probably familiar with it. Back in 1989, there was a gentleman who stood in front of three tanks in Tiananmen Square. Now, this isn't a perfect analogy because that was against totalitarianism and, you know, taking people away in the middle of the night. But I see that gentleman as a neighborhood that is very concerned. The first tank is Ascend, going after sales. The second tank is the town going after taxes. And the third tank is corporate marijuana going after profits. That's the visual that I have, and that's what I think Neil's talking about.
Brookline resident Paul Warren, who opposes a recreational marijuana store in Brookline on Beacon Street, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up, the little-known story of the man once called the greatest incendiary in all of America. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.